Mad Beach Boat Stock is coming to Madeira Beach waters on Saturday from 11 until 5, the Memorial Day weekend. Radio St. Pete sat down with Dustin Howard of Boat Stock to hear about this year's floating free concert.
Boat Stock 3, it's coming up. It's what we call, me and the crew call Hell Week, because it's a lot of fun and it's watching everything come to fruition, but it's like, okay, how well did we plan? How well did we knock stuff out? And how well do we set up our ducks, you know? So that's what we're dealing with right now.
Well, for folks that have not heard of this or don't remember it from the last 2 years, and that would be understandable, I guess, even though you had hundreds of thousands of people there, Boat Stock 3 will be on Saturday, beginning about 11 o'clock in the morning. What's it going to be and where's it going to be?
So it's right behind the Bay Pines VA, and then also like kind of catty cornered behind the Madeira Beach Middle School. So you can't miss it. There'll be a huge pirate ship as our backdrop. Like if you're, you know, a half a mile away, you'll see it. It's a floating music festival, and we've got five bands. The first opening band is going to be a girl by the name of Aubrey Wallet. She's kind of like country music. And then the next band is kind of like a Florida folk band, and they're called Have Gun Will Travel, which is a great band. We're really excited to have them. And then the other band is Fayroy, that's local and a returning guest from last year. And then our headliner is going to be Stormbringer, who's like a kind of a local classic here and local favorite. And then we wrap it up with a band out of Tampa called Johnny Mile and the Kilometers that are like a real rambunctious rock group.
And so the idea is you take your boat up to Madeira Beach, mm-hmm. and you anchor and you enjoy the music.
Yep, it's all free. That's, you know, we'll have a sunbum, sunblock will be handing out free sunblock. New Belgium beer, Fruit Smash will be handing out free beer as long as you're of age. The music should be nice and loud, and we upgraded our whole like system so that people can hear it really far out. But if you can't hear it far out, you can download the app RadioSt.Pete.com and stream it into your boat system.
Yep, and we're going to be broadcasting and posting a lot of instructions as to how to do it. Make sure you can find it, and most people, including myself, plug in the phone right into the boat PA and you'll be loud and clear.
Yep.
Actually, if your boat is in China, you could hear Boat Stock.
Awesome. You can, worldwide because of you. We're worldwide because of you now.
That's right. While we're at it, let's kind of repeat your story when we talked a few weeks ago about how all this started. This is the third year there's a Boat Stock. I don't think you had intended to be in the concert promotion business. So what happened here?
No, not at all. We came up with the idea during like the height of COVID in 2020. Everything had been shut down for like 2 months or so. And nobody could go anywhere. And the only thing that we saw people doing was taking their boats out and cruising around the intercoastal. So my buddy Bob Burnett came up with the idea of kind of like a drive-in movie style concert, but by boat. And that way everyone could social distance, because if you guys remember that, social distancing. And then, I tried to shoot a bunch of holes in it. You know, I called like a couple of my buddies who work for the Pinellas County Sheriff Marine Office, and I asked them if it was cool if we did it. And they're like, yeah, just keep us in the loop. And then found some bands that said they would do it for donations. And then next thing you know, literally 11 days after the idea of it coming up, we were in the water doing it.
That's fabulous. And crazy. Then it got bigger next year.
Yeah.
The following year.
Last year was insane. Yeah. And we expect this year to be just that much more. And hope everybody stays really safe and has a good time and enjoys all the music.
Yeah, terrific. And once again, details on the event on Saturday, 11 o'clock start time.
Yep, 11 a.m. start. We should be wrapped up by 5 o'clock this year, which is about an hour earlier. I want to give everybody plenty of daylight and time to get home, get their boats home, and then maybe go after party at like Brass Captain or Saltwater Hippie or wherever.
Dustin Howard, Boat Stock 2022. You will hear it live on the Radio St. Pete online channel We're going to preempt all of our programming on Saturday and just bring it to you front to back, beginning with Aubrey Wallet at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we'll go on from there. Boat Stock 2022, Saturday, 11 o'clock, Madeira Beach.